You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, good morning, beautiful people of God. Oh, it's always a blessing to be here so we can broadcast live with you and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Good morning. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. And listen, you're welcome to stop by, tune in, listen in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Because how many of you know that God have a blessing for you, but it got your name written on it? And in order for you to receive it, you got to come and be where the blessings is falling. And I'm telling you, it's falling in the house, and you don't want to miss it. Before we jump right into the word, I have some brief announcement for you. I want to invite you out. The Bible said, men, the word of God is going down. Everything else is going down but the word. And how many of you know that we need the word in every area of our lives? So I'm inviting you out to a revival that we're having on tonight. Tonight, we're going to have our minister, Solomon Haywood. He's going to be breaking for the bread of life on tonight. And you don't want to miss this service, because God is speaking to the people in this day and age. And you need to come and hear what God is saying to the people. So meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue in Melbourne, tonight at 8 p.m. Minister Solomon Haywood will be breaking forth the bread of life. And then join us on Friday night. Friday night, God will be coming. We will keep coming back again, where we will have prophetess evangelist Serena Williams. She'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these two nights. And then join us on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we will have Pastor Joseph Orange. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't want to miss these services. I'm telling you, God is speaking, but you got to hear. He that have an ear, you better hear what the Spirit of the Lord God is saying. And listen, listen, we're getting ready for our 37th annual church convention. Not church convention, our church anniversary. You don't want to miss it. We're having it July the 10th at the beautiful Hilton Rialto there in Melbourne, Florida. I'm telling you, it starts at 7:30. We have the banquet room, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Last year, oh, I'm telling you, they came from all over, and God really moved in those services. I'm telling you. But so join us. If you want to come, join us at the Melbourne Hilton Rialto in Melbourne, Florida. We're going to start at July the 10th. It's going to be one night, July the 10th, and it's going to be starting at 7:30 p.m. And our speaker will be Apostle Robert Scott from Georgia, and his church is coming down. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss what God has in store for the people, and it's going to be a blessing. So come on out and help us celebrate our 37th annual church anniversary. God is moving, and he's moving in the lives of his people. So join us on that night. Now I'm going to get right into the word. I'm telling you, God have a word for the people on today. And so I want you to turn with me quickly to Philippians. Philippians, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse, because God dropped this in my spirit. I had to get up and start writing. And I'm telling you, God is speaking to his people on this day. So Philippians, the third chapter, starting at the 13th verse, and it said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before." And how many of you know, in this day and age, the enemy is coming with all kind of distractions, trying to get you to look back. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's a danger in looking back. Hallelujah. God wants you to put your focus on him. The word of God tells us in Luke 9:9 and 62, Jesus said, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and look back, it's fit for the service in the kingdom of God. And how many of you know that in this season where Jesus is requiring total forward-looking commitment without hesitation and without distraction? How many of you know that the enemy is coming with all kind of distractions, putting it in your way, trying to get your focus off of looking at Jesus? But how many of you know you got to look now, look at Jesus right now in this day and age? And then look at here, Apostle Paul, he had a lot of things to look back on. But he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended this one thing, and that's forgetting those things which are behind me, because those things that you did in the past, that a wicked life that you did in the past, the things that you did in the past, that's in the past, and that's where it should stay. But you better make your focus on looking forward now. Oh, every time you turn around, somebody want to bring up some things what happened in the past. But you tell them the devil is a liar. That was the old me. Try to bring up, oh, you remember you did this, and you remember you did that. The devil is a liar. Apostle Paul had a lot of things that he could have said, yeah, I did this. Yeah, I persecuted the saints. Yeah, I was there with Stephen when Stephen got hung. I was right there with it. But he said he counted separate, apprehended this one thing. Oh, my God, and that's forgetting those things which are behind you. And look at here. What you mean, you're saying, evangelist, when you put your hand to the plow, it's just like a farmer. And a farmer, when he plows a field, and when he plows a field, and a plow is used to till the soil, and it requires uninterrupted focus. And to plow a straight row, a farmer must fix their eyes on a fixed point ahead. And if the farmer turns and look behind them, the plow drips, and the row becomes crooked, and it ruins the field. So how many of you know we got to be like the farmers in this world, because this world is the field now. And the Bible tells us to go ye out into the hedges and the highways, and compel them to come. We're responsible for going out and spreading the word about Jesus. We don't have no time to focus on what we did in the past, the mistakes that we made in the past. The Bible said a righteous man fall seven times, but he gets back up. A lot of people, that devil, he want to focus on how many times you fail, but the glory is what happened to you. You got back up. Don't you sit there and wallow in sin. Don't you let the devil sit there and have you. You remember you did this, and you remember you did that. You know your family members is the one that always want to bring up your past. Oh, you remember you did this. You remember you did that. You remember this way you was. But you better be like Paul said. I've apprehended this one thing, and that's forgetting those things which are behind me. Oh, my God. Oh, and pressing forward. It's time to look forward, because the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. And it's time to till the ground, and till the ground that the enemy has planted in this world. Because how many of you know the enemy done planted a lot of seeds in this ground? And it's time for us as the saints of God to go ye out into the hedges and the highways, because the harvest is right. This world is right for us to be like the farmers and get our plow and start tilling the ground. Hallelujah. Till the ground. Break up the fallow ground and begin to cry loud and spare not, and let the people know that, hey, you're in sin, and it's time for you to come out from among them and be separated. Because why? Because Jesus loved you so much that you can come out from among them. He paid the price. Oh, my God. He paid the ultimate price just so you can have a way back to God. And I'm going to keep reading on verse 14. And it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's time for us to put our hands to the plow and stay focused and work and go higher, because Mark 37 and 31 says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Huh? And how many of you know that they said in Isaiah 53:3, Jesus said he was despised and rejected of men, huh? A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Huh? Jesus experienced everything that we're going through in this world. Huh? He experienced everything. Huh? But even though they persecuted him, huh? Even though he felt abandoned, huh? He didn't just let the devil sit there and say, look at you, nobody love you. Huh? Nobody care about you. Huh? He didn't care about none of that. Huh? Oh my God, hallelujah. Huh? He went through everything, huh? But he opened not his mouth. Huh? And after everything, huh? He said, Father, forgive them. Huh? He was the perfect man. Huh? And it's time for us now, huh, to put our eyes on the mark. Huh? And that mark is Jesus. Huh? It's time for us to put our eyes on Jesus. Huh? Listen, look at Peter. Huh? Oh my God. Huh? Oh, when Jesus fed the 5,000. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, and he sent them away. Huh? And he said, told the disciples to get in the boat, huh, and go to the other side. Huh? Listen, he didn't tell the disciples, huh, what was going to encounter, huh, when they got in the boat. Huh? He just told them to get in the boat, huh, and go to the other side. Huh? And while they was in the boat and Jesus went into the mountaintop to pray, huh, while they was in the boat, huh, in the middle of the water, huh, oh my God, the waves began to blow. Huh? The winds began to blow. Huh? Oh my God, and you know they said it was superstition back in that time. Huh? Oh my God, when they saw Jesus, huh, come walking on the water. Huh? And they said during the superstition that, huh, if they seen a ghost, huh, coming on the water, huh, it was time that it was going to be shipwreck. Huh? And they was afraid. Huh? Oh my God, and Jesus told them to fear not, huh, for it is I. Huh? And Peter told them, oh, if it's you, Lord, huh, bid me to come on the water. Huh? And he told Peter to come. Huh? And as long as Peter, huh, kept his eyes on the prize, huh, he was walking on the water. Huh? But the minute he began to look at, huh, the waves that were rolling, huh, the winds that were blowing, huh, he was looking at the trials. Huh? He was looking at the tribulations, huh, that was going on. Huh? Oh, my God, he began to sink. Huh? But how many of you know, huh, that Jesus is right there? Huh? He's right there in the storm. Huh? He's right there in the rain. Huh? He's right there when everything, huh, seemed like it's piled up against you. Huh? He's right there. Huh? And a lot of times the enemy don't want you to see, huh, because, hallelujah, our body, our flesh, huh, oh, don't want to go through nothing. Huh? And he don't want you to feel like, oh, God done deserted you. Huh? Oh, God is not there with you. Huh? But let me tell you today, huh, no wonder David said, huh, I will lift my eyes unto the hills, huh, from whence cometh my help. Huh? My help come from the Lord, huh, that made the heavens and the earth. Huh? And we as people of God today, huh, got to realize, huh, that our help not coming from the doctor, huh, our help not coming from mama, huh, our help not coming from father, huh, our help not coming from our family, huh, our help is coming from God, huh, our help is coming from the Lord, huh, because he created the heavens and the earth, huh, and it's time for us to not look around, huh, and look at everything that's going around us. Huh? Oh my God, huh, you got to forget, huh, all those things that happened in the past, huh, all the past disappointments, huh, all the past failures, huh, and you got to press your eyes, huh, onto the mark, huh, of the high calling, huh, which is in Christ Jesus. Huh? Oh my God, and instead of us, huh, oh my God, keeping our eyes on everything, huh, that's going around us in this world, huh, oh my God, because the danger, huh, oh my God, is danger, huh, oh my God, and looking back, huh, is danger, huh, oh my God, when the devil have you coming in, huh, and you're distracted by this, huh, and distracted by that, huh, but how many of you know today, huh, it's time to keep your focus, huh, and your frame stayed on Jesus, huh, oh my God, huh, oh, glory to the Lamb of God, huh, the Bible tells us, huh, walk circumspectly, huh, before him, huh, redeeming the time, huh, for the days are evil, huh, how many of you know that the days are evil now, huh, and it's time for us to be like Jesus, huh, we got to be about our Father's business, huh, we got to go out there, huh, and preach to a dying world, huh, preach to a world, huh, that the enemy is coming in, huh, oh my God, huh, and trying to take them out, huh, the enemy have come in, huh, and try to make them take down, huh, but how many of you know, huh, he told Jeremiah, huh, don't you be afraid of their faces, huh, you gotta preach the word, huh, you gotta preach it in season, huh, and you gotta preach it out of season, huh, I don't care what the devil bring your way, huh, you got to keep your eyes, huh, and your focus, huh, stayed on him, huh, get in your word, huh, study your word, huh, the Bible says study to show thyself approved, huh, a workman needeth not be ashamed, huh, but rightly dividing, huh, the word of truth. It's time for us to stand on the word. Because listen, saints, God won't fail you if you stand on the word. Oh my God, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So before the world was even framed, the word was here. And it's time for you to stand on the word. Oh my God, my God, it's time to stand on the word. I don't care what comes your way, you better stand on the word of God. Everything is going down, but the word of God. The enemy coming with all kind of distractions. Oh my God, the children coming, and every time it's time for you to get ready for church, oh my God, seem like your body go to aching, seem like your back go to aching, you got all kind of excuses why you can't come to the house of God. Oh my God. But it's time for you to let go of those distractions. You better follow after Jesus, because the word says, I don't care if your body is racking with pain. I don't care if you're sick, if you're down, busted, and disgusted. The Bible says, as they came, they were healed. You're going to sit right there in that house and die. But you better get up from there. You better find yourself in the house of God and come where strength is. Oh my God. Because the word of never lie to you. The word is there for us. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read on down to the 15th verse. Hallelujah. And it says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So listen, saints, it's time for you to be minded. It's time for you to get in your mind. Oh my God, that looking here. We got to be like Paul. I haven't apprehended nothing. Nothing but this one thing. And that's forgetting everything. Everything that's behind us. And a lot of times, some of us don't want to let go of family members. Some of us don't want to let go of friends. But the ways that God is taking you, you got to let them go. Because every time you turn around, they're reminding you of your past, and the devil can get it to anybody and use anybody. Hallelujah. But once you open up your eyes and realize, oh, the devil is using you, now I gotta let you go. You gotta let that thing go, and you got to grab hold on to Jesus and put your focus, change your focus. Oh my God, you're so focused on, oh, this one don't like me, that one don't like me. Oh, I've been friends with this one so long. I've been friends with that one so long. Oh my God, I've been with my sister my whole life. Oh God, I birthed these children into this world. But how many of you know, you better change your focus. You better put on your spiritual eyeglasses. You better anoint your eyes and say, God, anoint my eyes and let me see in the spirit like never before. Because how many of you know, in this day and age, it's time for us to put on our spiritual glasses and see in the spirit and tell God, let me see. Let me see the devil when he come, and God will reveal it unto you. But listen, you got to have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the revealer. You heard the word, it said it at the end, God shall reveal even this unto you. Hallelujah. And how is he going to reveal it to you? Through the Holy Ghost, that precious gift. When Jesus died, he said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send the comforter, and he shall bring all things back to your remembrance. Oh my God, you got to have the Holy Ghost. A lot of people want to preach out, oh, that Holy Ghost, hey, that was back in the days of Acts. The devil is a liar. You got to have the Holy Ghost, because it's going to be a revealer. It's going to tell you, don't you go there. Don't you mess with that one. You better get out of the way of this. You better get out of the way of that, because he's going to walk you through this life as you're putting your hand to the plow, and you're tilling up the ground, and you got your eyes focused on what God wants you to do. Oh my God, he's going to be a revealer. And if anything else, God will reveal it to you. But you got to get in your word. You got to put your focus. Pick your focus back on God uninterrupted, with no distractions, no delay. Because how many of you know Jesus is coming back soon? And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. So it's time now that we change our focus on own life. We change our focus on what this one did and what that one did. It's not time now to worry about that. We got work to do, and we got to get in a hurry because Jesus is coming back soon. I know I've been hearing this ever since I was a little girl, and I'm in my 50s now, but it's time now that you hear what the Spirit of the Lord God is saying. Oh my God, it's time to change your focus. Change your focus on life. Oh my God, get rid of all those things that's not like God. The Bible say, touch not, taste not, handle not. The Bible tells us that. So certain things we don't supposed to be doing as ministers and saints of God. Oh my God, don't let no distractions get in your way. You know you're supposed to be in church on Thursday. You know you're supposed to be in church on Friday. You know you're supposed to be on church on Sunday. Hey my God, you don't go to your job anytime. You just pull up in there any kind of way. Oh my God, the Bible say we gotta be rewarded for the work that we done. And if you know that you done pulled up to work, oh my God, because when we come to church, it's a work. Oh my God, it's a work that we got to do. You pulling in there all kind of time, you know what's gonna happen? Eventually, you're gonna get fired. Oh my God, and you don't want to be without the presence of God. To be absent from the presence of God, oh my God, that's a hurting thing. To not hear the voice of God, to not feel the anointing of God, that's a hurting thing. Oh my God, so it's time, saints, oh my God, to change our focus. We got to get focused. We got to get focused on the right things to do. Not trying to set up your next platform. Not trying to set up your next scheme to get some money out of the church, folks. The devil is a liar. It's time to work while it is day. For when night comes, no man will work. And you got to do the work the right way. You got to do it the right way. You got to do the work the right way. You got to be there. You got to be in the services of God. You got to be there. So when the roll is called, oh my God, you'll say, Lord, I did it. I obeyed you, Lord. I did what you wanted me to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Change your focus on today. Oh, that's all Jesus is wanting us to do. Change our focus. He done anointed you. He done appointed you for a work. And it's time to work now. Work now while it is day. Hallelujah. And it's time for us to run, just like the runners do. You ain't never seen no runner. Hallelujah, looking back, they'll never reach the mark if they're looking back. We better run this race because the Bible said the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but is given unto him that endure until the end. We got to have that enduring power that God, I don't care what come, what may. God, I'm going to keep my focus. I'm going to keep my eyes stayed on you and be like David, thy word. Have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you? Oh God, your word said I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. You said your word said it pressed toward the mark of a high calling in God through Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to do. Oh my God, let the Holy Ghost bring the word back up into your remembrance. Hallelujah. Oh my God, so your focus will be stayed on him. It's going to be uninterrupted. It's going to be without, hallelujah, without distractions. That's the enemy's job, to come to try to distract the saints of God. But it's our job, is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Oh my God, because he died, he bled and died, just so that you can have a way back to God. Hallelujah. He did it just for you. And I want to say the sinner's prayer with you on today, because hallelujah, how many of you know that you got to confess with your mouth? You can hear this prayer over and over again and be in agreement, but you got to open up your mouth and say, God, forgive me. I repent of my sins. I repent of my deeds. Come into my life, Lord. I receive you as my personal Savior. I'm asking you to wash me and clean me up and make me whole, Lord. Oh my God, I repent, Lord. Oh my God, and I receive you, Jesus. Yes, you are the Son of God. Oh my, yes, you died for my sins. Oh my God, just so I can have a way back to God. Open up your mouth and you repent. Oh my, people don't want to talk about repentance no more. But how many of you know, hallelujah, everything. Right before I die, I repent. Don't play with your life like that, because you might be in a situation, to where you die quickly, and you don't have a chance to repent. But how many of you know if it happened like that, and if you open up your eyes, oh my God, you're going to be tormented in the flames. So why not repent now? Why not do the right thing now? Why not do the right thing now and stay in the vein of God, and work, hallelujah, work the work that God have given you this day, hallelujah. You better hear what the Spirit is saying. Repent unto God, and ask the Holy Ghost into your life, because that's the gift. You know, at Christmas time, everybody up there spending all their money at Christmas time buying gifts. Jesus already gave you a gift. You ain't got to buy it with no kind of money. It's a free gift that he gave you. All you got to do is ask him into your life. And he's a gentleman. Listen, he ain't going to barge his way in. I know a lot of you done dealt with a bunch of jokers and busters out there, but the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He ain't going to barge his way into your life. You got to invite him in. Holy Ghost, come into my life and change me. Lead me and guide me into the right ways that I will go. And if you do that, he'll do it. He'll come into your life and he say, I, my Father, will come in and we'll sup with you. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to seal you up until the day of redemption. I know you're wondering, oh my God, how God going to know the sinner from the saints? The Holy Ghost is the one that's going to seal you up until the day of redemption. And you got to have the Holy Ghost. I don't care what they say. I don't care to speaking in tongues. No. That's the evidence, hallelujah, that you got the Holy Ghost when you're speaking in an unknown language. Oh my God, and that's the language that between you and God. Hallelujah. God understands the language. And then if you want to know what you're speaking, you ask the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord, reveal to me what I spoke unto you, Lord. And the Holy Ghost will reveal it unto you, because he's just that type of gentleman. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those ones that are sick, hallelujah, because the enemy is a liar. The word of God said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. That means you were healed before the foundation of this world was laid, and you're healed now. Father God, I'm asking you to touch him now. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We bind you up now. We bind every sickness. We bind every disease. Oh my God, the Bible say, whose report are you going to believe? You're going to sit there and believe the doctor's report. The doctor said, I got this. The doctor said, I got that. Well, you know what? That's what it is, because faith works well forward as it does backwards. And as long as you sit there and confess what the doctor say, instead of confessing what the word of God say, so be it unto you. So you better get up from there and start professing your healing. Oh God, my back may be hurting, but God, I'ma praise you anyhow. My stomach may be hurting, but God, I'ma praise you anyhow. Oh my God, and he's gonna do just that. Oh my God, God bless you. We thank you and we appreciate you. And listen, don't you dare miss the services on Thursday and Friday night. Thursday night, Minister Solomon Hayward at 8 p.m. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life. And then Friday, Prophetess Evangelist Serena Williams will be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. And then join us at 11:30, where Pastor Joseph Orange, he'll be breaking forth the bread of life. Come on out, people, and get the word. You fill yourself up with a whole bunch of natural food. How about fill yourself up with some spiritual food? That's the one that's going to get inside the bones. Hallelujah. And when you need it, hallelujah, it's going to come out. Oh, my God. Fill yourself up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Because everything else, the food is going down. Oh my God, the cars, the money, everything is going down. But the word of God. Hallelujah. And then join us on July the 10th. I'm telling you, don't want to miss it. You talking about a blast that we had on last year. This year, July the 10th, starting at 7:30 p.m. We will be at the Hilton Rialto in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out. We got the apostle coming, Apostle Robert Scott coming from Georgia. Oh my God, God is going to move into place. You don't want to miss what God have for you. Oh my God, we listen. We love you. We appreciate you. You keep praying for us as we praying for you. I'm telling you, we thank you for your donations. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening in. and we appreciate you. And if you want to give unto this blessed woman of God, hallelujah, you can give by Cash App, $ Pastor Lizzie, and then you can give through Zelle. That's 321-917-4202. And how many of you know if you bless the woman of God, God will turn around and bless you. You'll receive a double blessing just for blessing the women of God. I'm telling you, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll see you again on Thursday, on next Thursday. But come on, I want to see you at Miracle Deliverance, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida, 32901. You don't want to miss your blessing and miss what God has for you. God bless you, and we love you.